If you're on social media, you've likely found yourself humming a tune that you don't know the name of, maybe a song from underneath one of those dance challenges, and it likely came from a TikTok video. Those earworms have turned into real dollars for artists. TikTok has had a major impact on the music industry this year, launching new artists and bringing forgotten songs out of obscurity. TikTok's end-of-the-year music report shows that more than 175 songs on the app in 2021 made it on the Billboard Hot 100 list. That's twice as many as 2020. We thought it would be fun to look back at some of the big TikTok hits of 2021, and here to help us do that is Dan Whateley, a media reporter at Insider who covers TikTok, YouTube, and the creator economy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, so we can't start off this conversation without first talking about Olivia Rodrigo. At the beginning of the year, she was a little-known Disney star, and today she's one of the biggest pop stars around the world, and her debut album, Sour, received 7 Grammy nominations, and it all began with her first single, Driver's License. Let's listen. I guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone. Oh, Dan, how has a viral success like Olivia Rodrigo, how does that happen on TikTok?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was hard to escape Driver's License in 2021. I think almost every other video at one point was, you know, someone making, you know, a kind of dramatic post about Driver's License. And it happens in a few different ways. So, first of all, it happens organically. So sometimes, you know, a song takes off when users start making videos about it. But there are also instances where record labels or artists will proactively promote a song on TikTok. And that involves maybe hiring an influencer to use their song or kind of paying to get it promoted on the app in other ways. So, you know, it certainly happens kind of serendipitously sometimes, but there's also very deliberate efforts within the music industry to make certain tracks do well.
There are also some other artists who have figured out how to work TikTok's magic to their advantage. One of them is Lil Nas X, whose career began with the success of Old Town Road on TikTok back in 2019. He once again went viral with his single Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me by your name, I'll be on the way like you. Doja Cat also had the second most catalog views of any artist in 2020. That is an accomplishment she repeated this year with several songs off her new album, Planet Her. Oh man, Dan, that's going to be in my head for the rest of the day. There's clearly some strategy here. You spoke with a number of power players in the music industry, including RCA Records, the label that works with Doja Cat. And you talked a little bit about how sometimes these record companies actually pay folks, influencers, to really promote their songs. But what are some of the ways, the other ways that artists and record labels are working with TikTok to promote their songs?
They also work directly with TikTok's internal music division. Everything from kind of signing licensing deals to understanding what an artist's priorities are. So if they have a new album coming out, TikTok can actually help them, you know, promote it within the app. They also, a lot of labels will work on kind of music contests to get users to make videos in mass. So everyone do the Doja Cat dance challenge or something like that.
We also saw some established artists like Taylor Swift join TikTok ahead of the re-release of her album, Red. And it didn't take long for that 10-minute version of her song, All Too Well, to go viral on the platform. But you know, Dan, Taylor Swift is an established artist. She has a massive fan base. She doesn't really need TikTok to build attention. And yet we saw this big rollout on the platform. Can you explain why? I mean, does TikTok success do something different for artists as opposed to the traditional modes of like radio?
It does. So it's tough to not be on TikTok if you're a music artist at this point. And you're totally right that Taylor Swift has her own kind of universe and platform. She doesn't necessarily need any individual app to get noticed, but you know, she's very savvy about where the kind of next generation of listeners are discovering music. And right now that's TikTok. It's also YouTube and Instagram and other platforms. But TikTok is really like a kind of central place for people to hear a song for the first time.
Well, there are, of course, the success stories. Not everyone, though, who makes music goes viral on TikTok. How are independent artists and those signed to smaller labels faring?
Part of what has helped independent artists succeed on TikTok is kind of the randomness of its algorithm. So, you know, it's a bit of a lottery, I would say, but the opportunity is still there. I think it's harder now that there are a billion monthly active users to kind of get noticed on the app.
Well, one other way we see this is old music from the past. We see that it can become popular on TikTok, and I'm sure many artists are like, hey, how did my song from 1979 end up back on the charts? And oftentimes it's because of TikTok. There's one example of this with the Bee Gees, More Than a Woman. All right, Dan, this is now going to replace Doja Cat's song in my head for the rest of the day. But what's bringing these songs back? Are users organically rediscovering these classics? Or is it kind of like a mix of what you're saying? Someone does a video with This Is the Underbed and it goes viral.
Yeah, so the Bee Gees example is actually interesting because that was remixed by kind of a contemporary artist, a current artist. And so that helped it kind of get a boost. But legacy songs, catalog songs are completely in play now on TikTok. And that really has changed how, you know, labels, record label execs think about promoting music, because it used to be primarily you would focus on your new tracks, right? New releases, artists that are kind of currently in pop culture. But you have the Bee Gees or you have Fleetwood Mac kind of suddenly reemerging. And those tend to happen kind of by chance. So someone does just like a really great video using a song and suddenly everyone wants to repeat whatever they did and it spreads and suddenly you have, you know, over a million views on that song.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking a lot about what TikTok does for creators, but what does this mean for TikTok ultimately? It is an app where we watch videos and we can create videos, but does this signal that the company is growing and maybe morphing into something else in the future?
It's a great question. I think, look, TikTok is very aware of its kind of current role in the broader music industry. It realizes it has a lot of power. Its parent company, ByteDance, has been testing the waters with a music streaming service outside of the U.S. and kind of other markets. Which, you know, is probably pretty scary for the other kind of major streaming platforms as they see that TikTok is currently kind of the hub for music discovery. If it also becomes the main place to listen to full songs, I mean, I think that's a real threat.
That's Dan Waitley, a media reporter at Insider covering TikTok, YouTube, and the creator economy. Before we let you go, what is a piece of music on TikTok this year that you'll keep on your playlist?
Oh, man, putting me on the spot. I mean, I love the Bee Gees More Than a Woman. That's also been stuck in my head for weeks, probably. So, yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one. Dan Waitley, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.